That was Virgil Alfrey on the guitar over there. Where'd you learn that?
Mount Sterling.
Did you learn it from somebody that was playing there or off the radio? Or?
I believe the first that I ever heard that tune played was Miles Mackey in Mount Sterling play that tune. And he did an awful good job at it, too.
It kind of sounds like a Scott Joplin rag. Do you play any other rags or...
Well, I play a kind of a rag my brother wrote.
Well, let's hear.
Would Billard do that?
Well, sure. Do anything you want
you
to.
You can do anything you want to.
The honeysuckle to the bee. Well, Rip Van Winkle was a lucky guy in the shade of the old apple tree. Well, hello, Central, give me heaven when Reuben comes to town. Well, how would you like to be the Iceman? Go way back and sit down. Dancing in the moonlight, bright night summer lights in June. Folks are all humming, strumming banjos to a Dixie tune. And then they were a-dancing and prancing around the bales of cotton in the evening by the moonlight down dear old New Orleans. I don't know where that started now. You ain't got anything on me.
Dum-da-dum-da-dum.
This road go? Well, it don't go anywhere. It's always here when I get up in the morning. Say, buddy, why don't you put a roof on the house? Well, when it's a rain, I can't. When it ain't rain, I don't need it. You got yellow corn. Yeah, that's the kind of planted. Why don't you burn that brush pile while I'm waiting for the lightning to strike it? Hey, you got any spirits around the house? The only spirits I know is up there in the cemetery. Hey, oh, but how far is it, Little Rock? Well, I don't know about Little Rock. There's a big one up there on the hill. That tune? Well, I don't know. Well, let me play it for you. The horse, son, take that man's horse to the barn, give him 9 ears of corn, half a bale of hay, bed him down good, Mom put the supper on the table, he's gonna stay till I learn this tune. Now play that again. That's the way Arkansas Traveler got its name.
I like the way you come down on that low part. You come all the way over on that string and pull this finger up there and make D, don't you?
Hun, I don't know what I do.
You don't.
it just happens that way.
Let me ask you this. Do you read music?
That's like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, when you come over on this string. Yeah. I like that. I'm going to put that in when I play.
You play fiddle?
Yeah.
She sure can play.
Oh, I can't play as good as Alfred. I can't play as good as Virgil. But I can play them.
I've run right down here in the hawk's nest.
I got you, didn't I?
Well, why didn't you tell me that I was running?
Well, no. I want to know where you learned to play.
Huh?
I want to know where you learned to play the fiddle. Did you learn to play in Mount Sterling and then move?
In Mount Sterling.
How old were you?
About 10 years old, I think, when I first got my fiddle.
Who was showing you how?
A fellow by the name of Bailey. My dad never did have patience with me.
Is that right?
J.C. Bailey.
J.C. Bailey in Mount Sterling.
And all, he was always a... when they'd have a fiddling contest down there, he was always one of the judges. And he was the one that told me that I won the fiddle. I thought it did. But he just gave me $5 to get me to quit.
Aren't you going to tell her the rest of it?
Well,
tell her the whole story on that fiddling contest now. That's what
she... Well, I got a little old fiddle from... you remember that coffee way back, and they give coupons, and $1.50 and 50 coupons. Arbuckle Coffee was the name of it. Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of getting coupons for coffee, but I didn't know the name of it.
Arbuckle was before her time, I'm afraid.
No way else.
But go ahead and tell her the story.
Goodness gracious, I'm going to tell how old I am.
We'll get it out of
here. Now, listen, so I saved up coupons and got a hold of $1.50 and sent off and got a little old fiddle. And
was it a little red fella?
Little old...
Red.
You know kind of those red, reddish, yeah. Way back then, Mama would, I'd squeak around on that, and she'd run me to the barn. And after a while, she said, Chilson, come to the house and play it. Said, you've run all the rats from the barn to the house. said, come to the house and squeak that thing and run them back. So, well, anyhow. And I got playing around, and some of the boys thought I was, I think maybe I could play my old Kentucky home a little bit, you know. And they said, oh boy, you're good. You ought to get in that fiddling contest. Now they had one in Mount Sterling, and I took my fiddle and went up there, you know, and they let me play. And I just don't know. They let me play about 15 minutes, I think it was. Just saw that thing, and I liked sawing too. And you know what? He said, he hit that table with his mouth, and I walked over, he handed me $5 bill. I said, boy, my heart was just, I just thought, I won a fiddling contest. But after it was over, he said, no, you didn't win the fiddling contest. I gave you that $5 to get you to quit. I said, here's $2. If you'll tell me what you was trying to play, I'll give you $2 more. That's where it started. Yeah.
What were you trying to play? Did you ever learn it?
I thought I was trying to play turkey in a straw, but I just jiggling that fiddle all over the place, and I don't even know I got one note in. But they thought I was pretty good, but I had enough nerve to get up in front of an audience and didn't know nothing. They thought the old Bailey thought that was pretty good, and he showed me some on the fiddle a little bit.
It's going to be in G.
He's tired, you don't know. He'll do that two or three times.
He's hitting in G, and then start out in the A. I've seen them do that.
I don't know one key from another.
You're in, that's G. When you're doing that, you're playing in G. When you do that, you're going to be in G, unless you take off in D. Virgil, isn't he?
Home again in Indiana.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No, I don't know that tune. Does it have words?
Huh?
Does it have words?
Yeah, Cleo can sing.
Well, you should sing.
No, I don't want to sing.
Why, she can, too. She's a good singer. You going to sing it, Cleo?
No, I won't sing it. That whole mess thing.
I got you, don't I? I'm King's X, huh? I didn't mean the King's X you over here. I'll turn it off if you want to sing it.
I guess he's already played this tune, but he showed me a whole lot about it, and I have a different way of playing it than he does.
Mm-hmm. What is the tune?
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Oh, all right.
You
we
like
have
that?
We'll have your way, and... pretty. Good. Like that one.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that. Play any more like that?
That fella right there showed me how to do that.
Oh, well. The teacher and the student, huh?
Yes, sir. He's the best in this country, I'll tell you that. I've heard a lot of fiddlers in my time.
He's got you well trained.
Well, are you going to play a tune for me now?
I'll have to use your fiddle.
Well, you can sure use it.
Clear a waltz.
Well, I'll play this in waltz time.
Sounds like he can make anything a waltz.
Down the moon.
Well, that is a waltz.
Yeah. Georgiana Moon's the name of that, and I think it is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure is. Yes, sir. Just about as plain as you can play it.
Did I do a good job on it?
You sure did. Sir, she's a good critic. Ask her. She'll tell you she did a good job on it.
Oh, I think you did a great job on that one. Do you know any that you don't know the names to? You play any tune you don't happen to know the name to? Just curious.
You can take that and make a good one out of it.
Yeah, we got it, don't we? You do real well on that,
Myrtle.
He went to D there that surprised me, and you were right on it.
Huh?
Went into a D chord there on the B part that surprised me, and he was right on top of it.
Well, you can take that tune and make something out of it. But that's the way my father used to play it, but he done a whole lot better job than I done to do on it. But, well, Dad, I'm doing my best.
Doing your best. Yeah. Play another one of his tunes.
Well, one of his tunes?
Mm-hmm.
Get ready, buddy. Thank you.
jolly good old soul who used to do the work around his little country home. He had an only daughter to win her, I did try. And when I asked him for her hand, this was his good reply. I treat my daughter kindly and say you'll do no harm. And when I die, I'll leave to you my little house and farm. My horses, my cows, my sheep, my plows, my hogs, and little barn. And all those little chickens in the garden. Now I married that little girl, and I promised I'd do no harm. And the old man, he passed away and left me with the farm. The horses, the plows, the sheep, the cows, the hogs, and little barn. And all those little chickens in the garden.
Well, then every time I sing that, I love that boy.
He sang that to an old lady that was stuck on him one night. She thought he was singing her love.
Don't you think he plays an awful good accompaniment on that guitar?
He does a super job from then.
Layla taught me. Layla taught me.
I did. I could play before I met him.
Sure.
Maybe he was just interested in the guitar.
Of course, I tell you, he worked.
They're two of the sweetest people that ever come down the road. I love them just like brothers and sisters. I tell you, you just can't beat them anywhere.
We think the same thing.
Huh?
We think the same thing.
Yeah, well, they just swell. I tell you, I love them so much. And I'm so glad that we both been saved and baptized. And one of these days, we'll plan the band up above.
What are you going to play? What do you think you'll be playing up there?
I love old, but... whatever he said, he'll let me play it. I know that.
Play one of those hymns you played in church one night. Play one of those hymns you played in church one night.
Thank you. You like that?
You did a pretty job.
Oh, yeah.
Add
yeah,
some things sure in there, too, up. That, yeah.
Oh, really, you just like make me feel so unnecessary. You know that?
Now, that's pretty,
he's
pretty
quite
good.
A guy.
Well, that's about all I know.
No, it's not by any means all you know, but we'll do whatever they want us to do, of course, here.
Again.
Huh?
Play that again.
Is that thing on down there?
Yeah, I put it on. Thank you. pretty version of that.
Huh?
You have a very pretty version of that.
Well.
You don't play peekaboo waltz, do you?
Huh?
Do you play peekaboo waltz? Well, I play.
Whistling Rufus.
Mm-hmm. she wanted.
You played a couple more that we don't know the names to.
Yeah.
We'll have to give them a name. You'll have to give it a name.
Huh? You'll have to do that.
We could call it Chilson's Knob. See, we're up here on this knob. We can call it Chilson's Knob. Okay, how about Sports Favorite?
Who?
Sports Favorite. That's
Sports
the name. That's
favorite.
The name.
We can do that. We got a lot of names here.
Yeah. There's your phone. Do you want me to ring it?
I want to see who's here.
It's rung twice. Three. Oh, we don't need that. We don't have a second verse.
Yes, you do.
No. Thank you. sing.
Want me to sing?
Yeah.
Goodbye, my darling, I'm asleep. You said the honeysuckle to the bee. The Rip Van Winkle was the lucky guy in the shade of the old apple tree. Well, hello, Central, give me heaven when Reuben comes to town. Now, how would you like to be the Iceman? Go way back and sit down. Dancing in the moonlight, bright nights, summer nights in June. Folks are all a-humming, strumming banjos to a Dixie tune. And then they were a-dancing and prancing around the bale of cotton in the evening by the moonlight down to old New Orleans. There you are.
Okay.
Oh, Lordy. What else?
We have Whistling Rufus, where you put the other, that nice double chord in. Whistling Rufus.
Whistling Rufus. Oh, you like it?
Yeah, I'm not. The one about the rags.
Rag.
Yeah, we played it before we got.
5 cents for your dirty underwear.
Yeah, that one.
Huh?
5 cents for your dirty underwear. And he just got us going. Is it really not a tune named that?
Scratches.
Oh, I thought that was real good.
You know that? You play that back and you hear it sound like a dog and a cat scratching.
Play that tune one more time, okay?
What's that?
The one that I know.
What
the
is?
The one that I know. The one we don't know the name to. Sports favorite.
What?
Sports favorite.
Sports favorite.
Here we go.
Sports.
Here we go. My new string.
You won't get there.
Hmm?
You want that, got any more tape on it?
Yep.
I'm gonna play it real slow so you can
do that.
Thank you.
your B part on that. I should get the guitar and let you play through that.
Eh?
Let me get the guitar and let you play through that without my fiddle.